Welcome to Underground Philly, a place where we talk about all the sports you want to hear. MLS, NHL, high school sports, and more. Tune in to Underground Philly for the coverage you won't get anywhere else.
Philly. And before we get down to business with the Philadelphia Union versus the LA Galaxy match, which is happening tonight at about 10:30, let's just take a minute to remind you that you can find us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at UGroundPhilly, and you can also check out our blog where we post up, you know, articles about stuff when we don't have time to make one of these wonderful podcasts. And if you're looking for our blog, it's www.ugroundphilly.blogspot.com. That's ugroundphilly.blogspot.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Underground Philly, and we'll pop right up. We'd love to see you on any of those sites so you can keep up with us throughout the week when we are not making podcasts. But for right now, let's get down to business with the Philadelphia Union. Before we look at the match tonight against the LA Galaxy, let's just take a moment to welcome Bakare Soumaré. He is a central defender that the Philadelphia Union have signed, former MLS Defender of the Year, and a very good replacement for Danny Califf. Now, you hear a lot of rumors circling around. Did Peter Novak intend to pick Bakare Soumaré up the whole time? Was he just getting rid of Califf so he could make space for Soumaré? I mean, clearly when we made the trade with the Vancouver Whitecaps for the top spot in the allocation ranking, this is who we wanted to get. And, I think it's a great pickup. I know he's taking a big pay cut to come here. He wants to be closer to his family. Really, all I'm happy about is the fact that we have a fantastic defender in the center now, and I think this is really going to shore up a lot of the painful things that we had to deal with in the absence of Danny Califf. For one thing, we, as long as nobody gets some bad cards, we will not have to deal with Porfirio Lopez in the starting lineup again, because that signing over the summer is really beginning to look like just the worst signing of the Peter Novak era. In my mind, it's actually a competition right now between which was the worst move, getting rid of Sebastian Letou or picking up Porfirio Lopez. Because let's face it, the other guys we got in this offseason, Leonard Pajoy and Gabriel Gomez, they didn't play well under Novak. I mean, Gomez had some flashes of brilliance, but for the most part, they didn't really play all that well. But I think right now what we're seeing is that that's not necessarily a consequence of their talent. It's a consequence of who was coaching. Because under Hackworth, I mean, I know we had a lackluster game against the Houston Dynamo, which unfortunately, due to an awesome barbecue I went to, I was unable to watch the game. But, you know, it was a lackluster game. But the two games before that, I mean, combining our offense combined for 9 goals in 2 games. And Leonard Pajoy was a big part of that. Gabriel Gomez had a beautiful chip shot. Jack McInerney, who, didn't quite get the playing time he deserved with Novak. He really didn't get anything. Finally showed what he could do. And now we have Bakare Soumaré. So I really think that this is really going to shore up our back line. And it's finally going to give us a good wall in front of Zach McMath that he can rely on when he's in net, so that this way we can concentrate a little more on trying to score like we did against the Harrisburg City Islanders and Sporting KC, and a little less on trying to play possession defensive type football, which is what we did when we had Peter Novak. And that can get really, really boring. So I'm glad that we picked up Bakare Soumaré. I think he's a great replacement for Danny Califf, and I think he's really going to let John Hackworth's style of play come out, because he's going to give Hackworth the confidence to not have to play guys farther back. But let's focus on what's really important now, and that is the match tonight. The Philadelphia Union, who were, of course, playoff contenders last season, face off against last year's MLS Cup winners, the LA Galaxy. And the LA Galaxy didn't start off so hot, but they've really turned it around, and they're playing a lot better. And we're playing at LA, which, of course, as all Union fans unfortunately know, the West Coast has not been particularly kind to the Philadelphia Union. We tend to just not play all that well. And unfortunately, we're facing a team that is in the midst of basically the same kind of rejuvenation that the Philadelphia Union have been in. Their offense has been playing a lot better, they've been scoring a lot better, and they've been climbing in the standings. Now, granted, the Union only have one win in their last two games, and they've only had one win since John Hackworth came to manage the team. But still, the mood in the stadium, the mood in the crowd, and I believe the mood in the team has just completely changed. Let's face it, we were defeated when we had Novak at the helm. We just did not think that we could win. Every game you went in, it was not will we win or will we draw, it was how badly will we lose. And with Hackworth, at least you think, well, hell, at least we'll go down scoring some goals. And quite frankly, that's what's going to have to happen against the LA Galaxy. Thankfully, David Beckham is suspended due to yellow card accumulation for this match, which is definitely a help. But they still have Landon Donovan and Robbie Keane. They still have a good defense. They still have great goalkeeping. And they're still, you know, they're only a point out of the Western Conference race. Or, I mean, a spot out of the Western Conference race in terms of a playoff spot. So they're no pushover, and we're playing them away. And, I mean, obviously, the LA Galaxy, that's a tough match, a match you'd rather have at home than away. But, you know, at PPL Park last year, we played really well, and we played with them. And I think we can do that again this year. I think we just have to go out. We have to play our game. We have young legs, some of their guys, Landon Donovan and Robbie Keane. You know, they're not on the upswing of their career like we have with Adu, like we have with the Farfan brothers, like we have with Hoppano, like we have with Jack McInerney. I mean, we have a lot of young legs and a lot of guys who are ready to run, and I don't think the LA Galaxy have that. So we need to keep them moving the entire game. We cannot let them dictate the run of play. And I think if we can do that, I think we have a real chance against this team. I mean, the LA Galaxy are good. There's no denying that. But I think we have a chance to beat them, or at least tie. And, I mean, we need points right now more than anything. And points on the West Coast are precious for the Union. But I really think it would be a statement win, and I think it would go a long way towards the Union trying to make a late-season push for the playoffs. I mean, not that it's late season now, but by the time we're in the hunt for the playoffs at this point in the Eastern Conference, it'll at least be late mid-season. So I think this win would be a big thing for us in terms of a late season push and a run towards the MLS playoffs. Because beating the defending champs in their building, I mean, if that doesn't build your confidence, quite frankly, I don't know what else will. So I'm looking forward to a good game tonight. I'm looking forward to a high-scoring game tonight. I don't think either team is going to hold back. I think both teams are going to let fly. I think you're going to see a lot of goals. I think the final score is going to be something like 4-3, 3-2. And quite frankly, I think right now, unfortunately for the Union, it's a coin flip as to who's going to win this game. And I think it's all going to come down to who scores first. I think everybody's just going to trade goals back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and I think whoever scores first is also going to be who scores last. And I think the Union right now, they have to have a goal, you know, they have to have a goal, I think, in the first 10 minutes. If they can score in the first 10 minutes, I think the Union will win this match 4-3. I think it will be exciting. I don't think either goalkeeper will cover themselves in glory. I don't think either back line will cover themselves in glory, but I think the strikers will prevail. I think Landon Donovan will score two goals, excuse me, and I think Jack McInerney will score two goals, and I think it's going to be an exciting game, and I look forward to seeing a Union victory, a 3-2 victory, or a 4-3 victory. And tune in next time, guys. Remember, you can check us out on Twitter at UGroundPhilly, and you can check out the blog, ugroundphilly.blogspot.com. And I will be posting and tweeting live during the game. So I look forward to watching that game tonight and to hopefully you guys tuning in for our recap, which should come tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Underground Philly.